All right, how's everybody doing? So I'm taking this break from work, actually, about 10-minute break or so, to talk about one of the things I've been asked about a lot of is healing, like, combinations. So, like, what's, you know, if you got a sore killer and an op healer, you know, how can they or how should they work together, you know, stuff like that. So if you got a raid team with a particular healing combination, the specific question I asked was the operative and a merc, but I think it's a pub side, so the Scoundrel Mando. And I've been asked variations of that question a lot. I've been asked a lot about what kind of strategies, what kind of things can the healers do to work together a little better. You know, if there's groups that are having problems with certain fights, sometimes, you know, doing something different with a class on a certain fight versus another fight is a better thing. So, like, on my operative, when I'm on my operative especially, I know that, like, Red Kephas or Malifar is a different kind of healing for that class than the Walker fight, the Sword Squadron. So then if you start thinking about healers as a unit, as, you know, both of them working together, what are some of the things they can look for? What are some of the things they can keep an eye on and kind of work off each other that do really well? So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Specifically, whenever there's an operative in a room, because I feel like the Mercs and the Sorks can do enough AoE / single target damage to kind of play off each other well, just kind of naturally playing off each other without having to do a lot of coordination. Obviously, if you're a Sork and you know, for your AoE, you got to know when to drop it. And I've talked about that dozens of times. You got to know when it's a good time to drop your AoE during a fight. But that's true of all of the classes, really, universally. It's not more so true of the Sork than it is of the operative. The operative with the real static kind of turrety AoE of Culto Wave, that's the one you actually have to plan for. You have to really go out of your way sometimes to create a strat for that halo heal, because it is a great heal. But the Mercs and the Sorks, I believe, can do enough AoE in single target to where you don't have to go, like, do massive, crazy strategies, and you don't have to worry too much about the strength and weaknesses of the other class. They can do okay in both categories. I think the Merc can do more AoE than the operative. I mean, than the Sork in general, better AoE, more effective AoE. And I do think the Sork, if given time to sit and cast, can do a lot of single target healing over a period of time because of the force management, how easy it is. But both classes, you know, play off each other just well, you know, real cleanly, real nicely, without really having to do a whole heck of a lot of strategizing. So essentially, if there's an operative in the class, in the room, in the group, you got to do a little more, and you got to play off each other a little differently. I'm lucky enough to heal on all three classes at some level during the hard mode stuff, at different levels of progression. And more importantly, I'm lucky enough to heal with an operative partner. I'm on my Sork, and a friend of mine is on an operative healer, and he's very good. He's a very good operative healer, so it's really cool. And there's a couple of fights where you have to know the strengths and weaknesses of the class. So, like Malifar and Sparky, and to some extent Bulo, it doesn't really matter, honestly. You can just AoE in some cases throughout the whole fight, and then in Bulo through a significant part of the fight, you can make up for some of the class's deficiencies. So if you're on your operative on Bulo, you kind of just AoE heal, Culto Wave heal when the tanks are on the boss, and if you got a melee or two there, that's even better for that class. And the rest of the time, you're kind of probing and single targeting, right? Bulo can be a challenge because of this kind of randomy trolley damage that comes from that stupid barrel. So you do have to make sure people are topped off. So the operative will do a lot of single target healing in Bulo. But you can get by from a lot of that fight through the transition of barrage, through stacking up and burning the boss for melee with your AoE and with your probes. And it's a good fight for that class. Torque, you know, a lot of AoE, it's a small room. Culto Wave is awesome for that. And you can cycle through your probes. And because the damage comes out of nowhere sometimes with fire, you can do some reactive single targeting and be okay, I think, just fine with the operative class. There's not a lot of, like, make sure to do this during a fight for the operative to be really, really useful. But there are fights right now in hard mode that you have to really know what the operative healer is doing, both as an operative healer and as a partner with the operative healer. So for the Walker fight, for the Sword Squadron, for instance, the groups tend to be spread out, right? I'm in, like, three or four groups at that fight. clearing it, and the groups tend to be spread out. You can stack the groups at by the door. You can stack them at the entrance. You can do a lot of different ways with grouping, especially if you have all range. I'm in one group that has all range. But regardless of how you do it, there's going to be people spread out, and sometimes by design. So after the purple, everybody has to spread out. When the red circles are dropping, everybody's kind of running around like crazy. The tanks are running in a certain path with the purple stuff, and the tank on Walker 2, I think it is taking damage at different parts of the fight, but not consistently, where the tank on Walker 1 is taking, like, spiky damage if you do the strat where the tanks don't actually swap. So that's it can be a challenging fight for operatives because there's not a lot of stacking up for that really nice AoE heal. So aside from putting it on the Walker that has the tank and melee on it, aside from cheating up, having range cheating up or range stacking up during different parts of the fight, like right after purple, because right when you get off the purple thing, the gravity purple, and then red circles come right after the purple, there's moments there where you can gather. There's moments there where you can kind of group up a little bit, and then you can use that operative AoE heal really nicely. So aside from just fabricating a strategy around it, the operative healer really, really, really shined in that fight if that healer can cycle through probes through most of the group. You may not be able to get all of the group, but you can have that healer focus on probing the group, Koto Infusion the tank on Walker 1 to help with the buff, single targeting people as you need to, helping people get back up, but through Koto Probe, Surgical Probe, and then a really smart use of nanotech on the pull. So if you get pulled into the gravity circle, if you nanotech on one person, it'll hit I think four people. I can't remember if they changed that, but and it ticks really well. It's a really strong heal. So between probing, between nanotech, the operative can do a lot of stuff there. What the other healer needs to know is that the operative healer, unless you create a strategy, the operative healer won't be doing a lot of AoE healing. Not tons of it. Some, but not tons of it. So your Merc and your Sorc need to help with that. The Merc will help. The Sorc will help with that a lot in the gravity pull-in, right? If you have your three stacks of Force Surge, you can instant AoE on the gravity and hit everybody, essentially, and then it becomes a hot on people. The Merc can do it with the Koto Missile on the group on pull-in, can do it on Progressive Scan on pull-in. One of the things I like to do with my Merc is I'm running around a lot, so I will run by a group of two or three players and Progressive Scan because it'll hit all of us. So that's a really good on-the-run AoE heal you can do, and it's the kind of AoE heal that operatives can't do at all, and Sorcs can do if you're smart with your AoE, but you're basically saving that for the gravity pulling. You can do it with roaming men, but you can't control it the way you can Progressive Scan, so you're kind of at the mercy of that. So if you have an operative in a group, just know that the operative needs to run through the probes because the probes are the strength of that class, and the probes set up the class. And it'll help mitigate some of that damage if you can cycle through them. If you can keep two probes on each tank, then you can use Surgical Probe as a way to refresh the Koto probes very quickly without having to drop two on that tank, you know, consistently dropping two on those tanks. You got to keep a timer in your head, essentially, and know when the two stacks are about to fall off and you Surgical Probe and it refreshes those two probes. So the operative healer has to kind of, in that fight, in Underlurker, in the Revenite Commanders, in Master Blaster, these kind of fights where the group is kind of scattering around a little bit at times, you have to be aware that if you have an operative healer in the group, that person's going to be doing a lot of hotting, a lot of group healing through the hots, progressive Koto waving when he or she can, surgical probing when he or she can to refresh stuff and to boost heals, and single targeting when that person can. But single targeting in those fights is kind of can be secondary depending on the damage. So if you're a healer paired with an operative, you're going to have to do a lot of single target healing, and you're going to have to find ways to mix in your AoE stuff. But the operative is going to be doing a lot of group healing through probes, and on a fight like Master Blaster and Underlurker and Revenites, there's tons of opportunities there to work in your AoE heal, to work in your Koto wave, like behind the rock on Underlurker, on the cross of Underlurker, after you move and get reset yourself on Master Blaster. There's times to drop your Koto wave. You have plenty of opportunity for that. But the rest of the time, the operative will be doing Koto shelling or Koto probing. So the Merc and the Sorc in that group needs to know that. You need to know that you need to pick up the single target, heavy single target stuff, and finding opportunities to AoE heal, Koto shelling, and force barrier on people to help mitigate the damage. So it doesn't necessarily you know, it's not a bad thing that you have an operative healer in the group. Operative healers can be very useful, but you have to know that if you do have one, that they're going to spend a lot of time doing doing HOTS, doing healing over damage, and it's basically like a DOT-based DPS class where there may not be a lot of burst, but there will be damage over time that can be significant. And by the end of the fight, that DPS DOT spec will be doing a lot of damage. The same thing is true for the operative healer. You won't see tons of burst, certainly not sustained burst, but you will see over the life of a fight, really, you can see over the life of a fight, really big numbers and numbers that suggest that that person knows what they're doing. But it's just a heal over time class that will do some burst. So you have to know that if you're a merc and a sork with an operative in the room, your thing is going to be single targeting, shelling, barriering to mitigate damage, AOEing when you can, and then casting on single target damages when, you know, when it's appropriate. You'll do the bulk of it. So it's just the kind of stuff you have to know. When you're partnering with a healer, it's very important. Healers, you guys should be talking to each other a lot, whispering to each other. Pretty much in every group I'm in, the healers, me and the other healer are whispering to each other a lot of the fight. And one of them, we're just kind of trolling each other, to be honest with you. But like in the Aussie guild I'm in, Aussie run, I'm in my main kind of raid group, I guess. She and I are constantly whispering to each other with strategies and figuring out what's going on with damage. And if there's certain number of spiky damage that hasn't been there before, you got to know that damage is different in a fight sometimes. You know, somebody's taking a lot of damage. We're going to have to adjust to that. If a tank is taking more damage than usual or messed up the cooldowns, you have to adjust to that. So we're always – you got to talk to your healers all the time and know what they're doing, know how they see the fight. Sometimes they'll see stuff you don't notice. So there's a lot of strengths to running with classes that are completely different from each other. There's a lot of strengths to having an operative with a merc, an operative with a sork. It's just you got to be aware of what the classes are capable of, and you got to be communicating pretty much the whole time to figure out what that other healer is seeing. And again, like a sword, like a fight, like sword squadron, you guys sometimes can be on opposite sides of the room, opposite sides of the fight, and it's really hard to kind of pay attention to what's going on. And the fight, like under lurker, if you got melee on the ads, they're usually going to take a lot of damage. So the healers have to be aware of who's going to single target what, and the operative, for instance, won't be dropping AOEs on the melee. They'll probably be dropping it on the range because the range tends to be stacked up. So the other person's going to have to help a lot with single target on the melee, assuming it's a merc or a sork. So just know with your healing partner what's possible with the class. Know what your other healing partner can just do as a player. There's exceptions to all this, right? If you got somebody who's really good with the class, they can make up some of the deficiencies of that class. If you got somebody who's not as good with the class, then those deficiencies can sometimes take over the player. So you have to know what the other player can do. Be aware of the fight. Know the strategies. Look at videos. If you're progressing through a fight, especially look at the videos from the healing class perspective that you are. On my YouTube, I have the 7 fights that I've cleared. I have, you know, all of them from my merc and then a couple from sork. I'm working to get some operative healing videos as well. So if you got, you know, a merc and a sork, you guys just heal. You know, you got to do a lot of coordinating there. Just heal. The merc's going to do a lot of the AOE. The sork can do a pretty good amount of AOE if you do it in a smart way and you remember that your AOE is a HOT. If you have an operative in the room, know that that operative will be doing the bulk of the – or should be doing the bulk of the group healing, but obviously helping with spike healing and burst healing when that's needed and when you see the damage is coming, or if somebody just took damage they shouldn't have taken. I would recommend, if you do have an operative healer, to sit there and talk to that operative healer about how they see the fight and making sure you guys know what's going to happen when. For Underlurker especially, know that that operative healer needs to have Cult of Waves available for the rock part because that's where you'll get a bunch of makeup healing and you can make up the health and kind of retop everybody. So just talk about these fights. Know when the group is going to set and when your operative healer can do good AOE heal, when that person can do the nanotech to mean something for who's taking damage. There's tons of opportunities for healers, and the operative can do massive numbers. It's just that person just has to be a little more aware, a little more thoughtful about how we use some of these healers. And again, this is only for some of the fights. Not all the fights are like that. Bulo is not always like that. Sparky is not always like that. Red Kefis is just a sit and farm heal numbers. Underlurker, there's 2 or 3 different times where you can sit still and just AOE heal. But you guys have to have those discussions. You have to talk about it. And on fights like the Walkers, you know, Probe. But it's a thing, man. It's a thing to be aware of when you're with another healing class. Talk about these classes. you guys talk about your own class so the person knows. It's the same thing tanks do sometimes when you have a power tech tank and a jug tank or a sin tank and something. Through different tiers, sin tanks have been able to do things that the other classes can't do. So you put that tank on something, you know what I mean? You put that tank on Brontes the whole fight, essentially, with the hybrid assassin. So these are the kind of things you have to talk. You have to know what the other class can do. Make sure the healers know their own classes, too. And if you're a raid leader, talk to your healers. Or if you're having problems keeping up with damage, just talk to them about what they're doing with their classes, because you might be able to spot stuff. You might be able to see things that the healers can't because they're so busy trying to keep up with damage that they forget something. I oftentimes forget my Koto Show, for instance. I have to remind myself to Koto Show. It's a very easy thing to forget to do, and it can eat up heat if you do it, you know, in a bursty ways, but it's a very, very, very important fight heal. So healers should talk to each other. Raid leaders should be looking at what the healers are doing. If you don't see a roaming man from a Sorc, talk to that person. Why aren't you using roaming man? It's a very visible heal. Obviously, the AoEs are very visible. If you don't see yourself getting shelled, if you don't see yourself getting bubbled when you're going to get the barrel on Bulo, for instance, talk to your Sorc about that. And the healers need to talk to each other. I sometimes repeat myself. I had Aussies in the guild that been telling me that I repeat myself a lot. I said, you know, they're Aussies. They got to hear something 2 or 3 times before they learn it. So there has to be constant communication between healers. There has to be constant communication between raid leaders and the healers. And again, know that the operatives are doing a lot of the group healing and everyone else can single target. It's a really, really good time to be a healer right now. So go have fun. Heal as much as you possibly can. I'm always around, so if you got questions, I'll do what I can. I'm not the expert, but I do pay attention to this stuff, so I try to know what's going on. Hope you guys are doing really well. I got to get back to work, and I'm just about out of time. So take care. Healing Soul Tour on Twitter, Healing Soul Tour on Facebook, and my YouTube is not Healing Soul Tour, it's just my name. But if you search Healing Soul Tour, you should find all the videos that I have. Instagram as well, Healing Soul Tour. That's it. Hope you guys are doing well. Take care. See ya.